It's HPR and member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, Dave Lawrence. We have an all-things-considered previous guest, Dave Spector, guitarist from a Chicago area scene. Hey, Dave, we got him on the line now. What's going on, brother?
Hi, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. Message in Blue, your latest record. And, Dave, give everyone a little rundown of how you interpret the Chicago blues.
Well, thanks. You know, I've been a guitarist on the Chicago blues scene for 30 years now. My style incorporates a lot of traditional Chicago influences, as well as from people like T-Bone Walker and B.B. King, of course. And I was on the road with Sun Seals when I was 25, and on the road with Hubert Sumlin and Sam Lay when I was 22. Been playing at Buddy Guy's Club since it first opened. Played with Buddy many, many times. Feel real fortunate to have grown up in Chicago.
How did you get the gig? And then talk about first running into Buddy and winning his approval to the point where you've been such a part of that club.
One of the great things about Buddy's Club is they regularly hire working Chicago musicians as well as touring acts. I just was starting out relatively young on the Chicago blues scene and was fortunate enough to get hired to work at his club.
How often does he play or show up?
If he's not touring, he's there a lot. You know, you just find him sitting at the bar, and he's very unassuming. He often just keeps an eye on his club, and he sits in regularly. He sat in with my band dozens and dozens of times. He used to get up and sit in on guitar a lot more. Now he usually just sings.
I'm going to guess that it's so impromptu, you're not really recording it.
I rarely, if ever, record my own shows.
Right.
I actually have a live DVD and album that's recorded with Buddy Guys. These days, so many people have their cell phones, so I've been fortunate. There's actually a really good clip on YouTube of me playing with Buddy and Jimmy Johnson.
Do you know in advance it's going to happen, or how do you read him to determine he's going to show up on stage and play tonight?
Generally, it's just like a total surprise. I'm not making this up. Sometimes he just walks up on stage. People recognize him then, and the crowd goes nuts, and we keep playing, and then he'll stop us and tell us what song he wants to play. And so it's very, very impromptu. Occasionally, one of his bar staff will come and warn us and say, hey, buddy wants to come up, give him a slow blues in G, something like that. But it's usually without warning. I was playing at Buddy Guy's one night. This was, I think, in the early 90s. Buddy was at the bar, and Otis Rush was shooting pool. I'm on stage trying to play blues with Buddy Guy and Otis Rush in the house. Buddy gets up and sings one, and then he calls Otis Rush on stage. So I got a chance to play with Buddy and Otis at the same time.
Would he just walk up with his own guitar, or where does he plug in,
yeah.
I guess?
Yeah, at his own club, he always keeps some of his own guitars there. He always kind of had one ready in his office. He also has always had a nice selection of house amps.
I can imagine, Dave, that there'd be some cats that would catch them so off guard and have somebody say, hey, buddy wants to come.
Yeah. I remember I was just going to say one story that made me really nervous. One night, not too long ago, I was playing at Legends and George Benson was there. And that made me very self-conscious and very nervous.
I'm just guessing. Sometimes you don't really get to talk to them or whatever. They're just there. You're performing your very best because you know they're watching and they're in this club known for music. They want to see what you got. And then they just disappear. You never kind of get the feedback. Or did you get to talk to him at all?
Yeah. I got to talk to him before the show, and it was kind of like a mixed reaction. Like, I was so honored to meet him and so happy, and then I said, oh, shit. I got to play guitar in front of George Benson now.
What you point out, though, is valuable. It's not really just blues cats who come to a place like that. Major
sure.
musicians will show up.
Definitely. Mick Jagger and Ron Wood showed up and played. I've met Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and John Fogerty, Warren Haynes, Boss Skaggs. You know, who started out playing blues, of course, in Texas.
Can you loan me a dime, brother? I'm surprised he didn't jump up there. And
I actually produced a record by Steve Freund, who I've played in Hawaii with, and Boss Skaggs was on it, and I got to go out to Boss's studio in San Francisco and work with him.
Thinking about the road trip you're doing, how's Message in Blue work into the set?
Well, the record has 8 of my original tunes on it. We're going to be doing at least half of those, so we are going to be featuring some songs from the latest album, Message in Blue.
A little bonus for folks who have seen you over the years to be able to add to that with some new music.
Yeah.
If you want to give a little shout out to who's going to be there on stage.
James Ganeko on drums, Milan Bertosa on bass, James Ronstadt will be singing and blowing harp, and Rick Baldwin will be on guitar as well.
He's Friday the 22nd at Surfer the Bar on the North Shore up at Turtle Bay, and then Saturday the 23rd at Hawaiian Brian's in Honolulu. Message in Blue, his latest record. It's Dave Spector returning to ATC and returning to the state. Grateful that you took time to be a part of the show with us again, Dave.
My pleasure. Good talking to you.